Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 7th day of April? I do hope so. If it's your birthday today, you just happen to be sharing it with Charlemagne, the Frankish, that would be French, king, born in 742, who united much of Western and Central Europe during the early Middle Ages. It's also the day, in 1725, that the famous Italian lover Giacomo Casanova was born. Any womanizers out there? Two of my favorite authors were born on this day. In 1805, the Dane Hans Christian Andersen, best known for his fairy tales, and in 1840, possibly my absolute favorite French writer, Émile Zola. It's also the day in 1928 that the French singer-songwriter Serge Gainsbourg was born. Very important to the French, Serge Gainsbourg. I'll play you out with one of his best-known songs at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial. Where are you? I keep waiting to hear your voices on the RFI English recorder so we can put your voice on the air. I mean, don't you get tired of listening to old Susan? Call us. Here's David Coffey with the number.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +331 8422 9582. Say your name and country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. That's +331 8422 9582. We're waiting to hear from you.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 3rd of March, I asked you a question about the U.S. Academy Awards. You were to write in with the name of the movie which won Best Foreign Language Film. The answer is a movie from Chile called A Fantastic Woman. Directed by Sebastián Lelio, the film stars Daniela Vega. I haven't seen it, but it got great reviews and it won an Oscar, so it better be good. The winners of this week's quiz are two RFI Listeners Club members, Jaime Sia from Manila in the Philippines and Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. A kind man, Hans Werner Lolica. He regularly sends in big packages of stamps and postcards to send to students around the world. And I have a letter from him to share with you in a minute. From the United RFI Listeners Club in Assam, India, there's Rima Saikia. And from the RFI Fan Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, Diwan Poulton. Last but not least, Marsha Opuko Giamafi from Kumasi, Ghana. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Ethiopia has a brand new prime minister. This young man, he's 42, was sworn in at an extraordinary session of the House of People's Representatives on Monday. He's Ethiopia's third prime minister since the ruling party, the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front Party, came to power 27 years ago, and the first from Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, the Oromos. What is his name? What is the name of Ethiopia's new prime minister? Again, send in the name of the new Ethiopian prime minister sworn into service on Monday, April 2nd. You have until the 21st of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 26th of May to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
I promised a letter from Hans-Werner Lolicka, and here it is. Remember last week I was making fun of the illogical French and their illogical language and counting methods? That there is no word for 70, 80, 90 that you have to say for 99, four 20s, a 10, and a 9? That a week to French people is 8 days? Well, guess what? The Danes are the same, and there is a logic behind it. Hans, who's a retired Lutheran pastor, explains, "Dear Susan, a late happy and joyful Easter to you and those who celebrated Easter. I heard last Saturday's broadcast and your remarks about the strange French language. I can't explain all the mysterious expressions, but I can tell you that some of the ways to express things come from the biblical languages Hebrew and Greek. And you will find the same expressions in Danish as you do in French. In Danish, we say for a week, I will be back in 8 days, which means I will be back on the same weekday in 7 days. Get it? I'm leaving on Monday and I'll be back next Monday. So if you start by counting the Monday on which you leave and include the Monday on which you return, it is indeed 8 days. This comes from Hebrew, Hans explains. In Hebrew, you count the day or the year on which you start and the day on which you end, too. And here's the explanation for the weird counting system of the French, the four 20s and so forth, which is the same in Danish. Hans continues, "We are used to using 1, 10, 100, 1,000 as our system, but way back in European history, 20, which in Danish is dusen, was an important way to express amounts. So the Danes count with 20s too. In Danish, the word for 60 is 3 dusen or 3 20s, and so on for 70, 80, and 90. Well, I hope I've cleared that up a little bit. When I had to take 3 semesters of classical Greek and we students complained, our teacher said, don't complain. In the antique world, even children spoke Greek. All the best, Hans." Thank you, Hans, especially from Xavier, my French husband, who said when he read your letter, you see, we are logical and historically and linguistically correct, too. But darn, a little less to tease the French about.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
Two new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. S.K. Afzal Hussein, who's retired from the Bank of India and lives in Odisha. There's Samsudin Jeng from Sifo Village, the Kombo South District of the Gambia. If you'd like to be a member of the general RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. On the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages this week, be sure and look for photos of our newest RFI club. It's the Hope Yang RFI Club in Nijinokome, Cameroon. The president is Ejinabo Siro Fuantama, and we're very happy to welcome them. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music by Serge Gainsbourg, a French singer-songwriter. It's his birthday today. This is La Javanaise. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Mon amour, ne vous déplaise en dansant la vie.
J'avais envie de voir en vous cet amour. Ne vous déplaise, en dansant la javanaise, nous nous aimions le temps d'une chanson. La vie ne vaut d'être vécue sans amour, mais c'est vous qui l'avez voulu, mon amour.